Log Talk Radio.
Is Carly is March the 3rd, and I'm hoping Talia will be here in a second. As you all know, Terry has class on Wednesday, so she will probably be here at the end of the show. And tonight we are going to talk from anywhere from the soaps to primetime, the CMAs, I mean the great American Country Music Awards were out this week, and you know, I'm happy Taylor Swift got it for Female and Entertainer of the Year. So did Carrie Underwood. The guys on the guy side of it, Lady Antebellum got it. I mean, not Lady Antebellum, the guys Keith, Brad, Kenny, Joe Strait, and then for the group is, what is it? Oh, yeah, is the Zac Brown Band, my favorite band, Lady Antebellum, and my other new favorite band, Goriana, with I saw them in concert last year. So that, you know, made me, oh, my God, okay, I'm happy. Hold on. Hello.
Hello. Oh, hi. Yeah. I just got a couple minutes. I'm on a break right now. We just got on a break a little bit earlier, so I could talk for a few. I'm trying to decide if I want to go and get some, just eat, or wait till I get out of class.
Okay. Well, I take it you got my text message.
Well, I just actually there's no service in where I'm at, so I just got him just now. I heard about 3 messages on the because I could hear him going through when I'm on the phone.
So check them, you know, later, and we will talk about them later. And I'm bringing Heather on. Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
So Terry, so you cannot decide whether or not you want to eat.
Well, I'm walking in here right now. I'm walking into the little store, and I just don't know if I want just, like, finger food or wait till later and go grab something to eat, a regular, you know, like an appropriate dinner, you know what I mean? Because you're talking about candy and cookies in here and everything.
I had cornflakes for dinner, you guys, so.
Yeah, I'm sure that you. That's surprising.
Oh, yay! Bridget is on too! Yay! Sorry. Hey, Bridget.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, because I thought I was going to drown there for a minute. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be talking about really stupid stuff for like 10 minutes. Okay. Yeah, I knew YouTube would laugh.
Yeah. I could get a packet of red vines for dinner.
Okay, oh, yeah, that's healthy.
Hey, leave her alone.
I was kidding.
Okay.
We've got sandwiches in here, guys. Would you like a sandwich? Yeah,
maybe I'll get why don't you get a sandwich? Then you don't have to go through the drive-thru.
I know. Okay, back to the show now.
Okay, tonight, when Terry gets done with class, we are having a B&B discussion because right now I'm pissed. Brenda, did you watch B&B? I don't remember.
No, I don't watch B&B. I'm working by that time, so I can't
get... You're not missing anything.
...get much into that one.
Okay, you guys, I'm bringing another call on, too. Hello?
Hi.
Okay, good.
Hey, Julia, that's the way.
Okay.
That's so funny.
Yeah, you will get a text if that happens. Believe me.
Hey, listen, they got chocolate parfait in here, too.
Damn, get that.
No.
Hi, Brandy in the chat room, and there's a lot of guest people in the chat room.
Well, then
never sign up, but if you sign up, then you can talk to us, and talking to us is fun. But talk to us at your own risk. Go talk to me at your own risk. Yeah. So I'm mad at B&B. Bridget,
okay.
I don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and go, so I'll call you guys later, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye. That was Terry, for Terry. But, Bridget, guess what?
What?
Adam is on his way out the door.
I know. Yep. Yeah. Sharon was dreaming about her baby today, and he came back in toward the end of the episode saying he's back, but she's going to lay into him, and
she's
going to finally feel the whole truth, and she'll get faith back.
Yeah, well, the actor's leaving, too.
Well, it's about time, because I didn't like him from the beginning.
Me either.
Yeah,
I hope they kill him off.
Yeah, because did you like the Adam did? What did you guys think of the first Adam?
I didn't care for him either.
I really didn't care.
I think this Adam was better than the first one. But they're still evil.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you, because, I mean, to think, you know, he was going to pull this con off. And he can't. He cannot pull this con off. I mean, what did he honestly think he was going to get away with it?
I don't know, but I think it's going to be... He's going to drown here pretty soon.
Good, because, and people, will Adam go to jail, or will it be like all the other soaps? He won't pay for it. Yeah, I mean, I want to see him go bye-bye really so bad. And the next one that I want to have go bye-bye and never go come back is EJ.
I know.
I mean, I've never, ever, 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 you know, seen someone that can just be so heartless and not even care what Sammy's going through.
I know. He's about ready to get his too, I think.
Well, I think it's about time. We have another call, you guys. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Saibu. Yay. Okay, good.
What are you talking about? YNR?
Well, yeah, we are talking YNR.
Yeah, that's what I was just looking at. I was late because I was watching it on CBS.com. It's out. It's out there. It's good. But today, the episode that I saw, which wasn't today's, but I guess it was yesterday's. Well, maybe it was today. The dreams. Everybody had the dreams. Ashley and
no, it was
and
today.
Sharon had dreams. That was today. Okay.
Yeah, it was today.
Okay, so they had the dream thing going. I have to see it again because I was kind of doing something else and I was listening, but I wasn't seeing a lot. But I heard, you know, the dreams, and then Ashley had a dream, and then Sharon had her dream.
Yeah, it was basically based
on
them too today. It was all about them too today.
Yep.
See, I like Adam. I think he's diabolical. He's a diabolical sociopath, and I like him. I like characters like that. He's not a mustache-twirling villain, but he's a villain. And I like villains in drama because without them, it's kind of, you know, especially on a day-to-day, you got to have a villain. You know, all soaps have a villain, and I think he's a very good villain. He's diabolical. He's a psychopath. He's a sociopath. And I find him intriguing. But he played them, and that's what I've been waiting for. I've been waiting for them to realize they got played, and I can't wait until Ashley and Sharon actually have a scene together when they realize they've been played. And, of course, I'm waiting for that baby reveal. So how sociopathic he really is. I'm sorry because I really liked the old the character before they changed his persona because
yeah,
I liked
yeah,
Adam
yeah.
a lot.
I mean, you know, I mean, when I heard that Adam was like, you know, he's going to be leaving soon.
Yeah,
like,
I heard Michael, he got another job, so.
Oh, okay.
I think I read on one of the, you know, one of those blogs or one of those things that he's going to another show, so that's why I think.
So, you know, and so I'm wondering if they are going to, I mean, if they're going to murder him off, I wonder if it's going to be
You know, I really don't think they should. Well, they really, you know, it looked like for a minute they were trying to redeem him. You know, a sociopath, they don't really have a conscience and they don't have show remorse. And he was beginning to show remorse a little bit for what he had done, especially in those talks, you know, with Hope. When he was having talks with his dead mother saying, you know, you wouldn't be proud of me now, blah, 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 all that. And I thought that he was really, and then he even said, you know, well, it's too late to go back now. It's too much. You know, I've done too much, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I thought that they was trying to redeem him some kind of way. You know, the baby switch is hard to come to bounce back from, but, you know. And so
you know, I mean, other shows who have baby switches has bounced out. Lexi, I mean, Lexi did not cause it, but Lexi knew for a little while, and she was okay after. I mean, they, you know, they didn't have to, like, go kill her off to redeem her. So, I'm liking how this whole thing is playing out.
I like it. I mean, they didn't miss anything. You know, some people I've read on, you know, like Daytime Confidential and everything, that they're tired of the story and it's long. But that's how YNR does. They play every single beat. I think they do drop storylines, but not as much as some other soaps do. I mean,
correct.
They do drop the ball on some, but not as. It's not such a hard crash as some storylines on other shows where you really get involved and then it just goes nowhere. It's like, well, what happened? You know, tell the story. Don't start a story and don't, you know, finish it.
Yes.
That's what happens with fan fiction. I read like 30 chapters and then they don't update for like 3 years. And it's like, oh, my God, you know, I read all this stuff.
Oh, my God. I mean,
you know, you're not going to finish.
Yeah.
I mean, you can come up with some kind of ending real quick just to, you know, wrap it up, but don't leave me hanging like that. You know, I hate to be left hanging in stories, whether they're written or, you know, visual or whatever. But what else is going on in YNR? Jaina is in the cage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it kind of, I mean, Diane's back, and Diane's back is like,
she's gone, isn't she? She left. She went back.
Well,
she was just back for a little while. Her and the little boy left.
Oh, well, I haven't, you know, I haven't seen her since.
And Kate's trying to get to know her son.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, but is someone going to clear, I mean, is someone going to figure out?
Yeah, she wasn't on very long.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Is someone
Emily woke up.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she woke up.
Yeah, she woke up.
Trying to tell them she Emily, and don't know, everybody thinks she Patty pretending to be Emily. I mean, well, you know, you remember last time she thought she was me. That's what, you know, Patty, you know, who's playing like she's Emily is saying to everybody. So that should be interesting, too.
Yeah, Emily and Patty. Oh, yeah, that's going to come around, too.
Yeah, you know, and then, do you think they are going to find Jenna in time, or do you think that's going to be dragged out?
See, I like Jenna.
Okay,
you know, once they redeemed
really
her and everything from all that other crazy stuff they had her doing,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I figured, you know,
dead.
They wanted to keep her, and so I just kind of make allowances for stuff like that, you know, because, you know, they, you know, when she first came on, she was the art thief, the father, and all that stuff, and then she was, you know, kind of crazy. So they say
mm-hmm.
she had a tumor, so, you know, that fixed that.
Well, yeah, so I just hope they find her, you know.
I think they are. Kevin's not buying it.
He
said,
no,
this isn't her. Somebody's making her do it. And I like that part.
Yeah, and you know what?
He knows his wife. He said, no, she isn't gone. She didn't leave. She didn't leave me to somebody else. Somebody's making her do this.
I think she's going to break Ryder down.
Oh,
and I was surprised at Ryder because I was really thinking that he was softening up, and then he turned real cold and hard all of a sudden. He was like talking about his time with the crazy daddy and said that he treated him all right and called Kevin all kinds of names. I was like, uh-oh, I guess that ain't going to work. I think Jenna's going to have to try something else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Ryder and Kevin are brothers, am I correct? Or am I wrong on this?
Right, they're brothers on the father's side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they have different mothers.
Okay.
So
Gloria is Kevin's mother. They share the same father, and he had a different mother, and the same father as Kevin had, I think. That's how it went.
I thought they had different dads.
No.
Michael and
Kevin.
Kevin have the same mother because Ryder and Michael aren't related.
Okay.
So they're related on the father's side.
Oh, okay.
They share. Michael and Kevin have the same mother.
Okay.
Ryder and Kevin have the same father.
Okay.
But different mothers. So the thing is that Michael is Kevin is related to Michael because of his mother. And he's related to Ryder because of his father. See. So.
You know, yeah, it's just, you know, very, very confusing when they, you know, have, like, a lot of people connected to each other but not connected all the way. And, you know, I've been watching YNL for a couple of years. But I'm not like one of the 20-year long-time viewers. So on some of the history, it's kind of like, So thank gosh for the internet. You can find anything out on the internet. And we lost Bridget. I think she got okay. Hello, Bridget.
Hello. My internet is driving me crazy.
Well, I just hope for all the East Coast people that the snow will go away and the bad weather will go away for them because I think having the cold and snow for like a week or two is bad enough for them. So, yeah, but no, I'm enjoying YNL. I mean, and I'm also enjoying B&B.
Oh, I like B&B a lot. I know a lot of people don't, but I do. But
I do, but I just, I don't care for one person on there right now today, so is this
don't like,
like,
who you don't like, Steffi?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Steffi.
See, yeah, I remember that, so that's, you know, so yeah.
I was listening to a podcast on Daytime Confidential, and they really lit into her, and, you know, it's funny because people don't realize Brooke's background. See, I remember Brooke when she first came on because I was watching from the beginning because Lee Phillips is from Chicago, so she's a famous newscaster here. She's, you know, we all knew her from Channel 9 or whatever channel. She was a news reporter before she married Bill Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooke was serving hors d'oeuvres. And she, way before that belief formula, she diabolically schemed to break up Ridge and Caroline. So when she was going into her rant about Steffi and you need to take control of her and blah, 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 she did the same thing. So I found that kind of hard. So you have to know Brooke's history before that belief formula she keeps talking about all the time. Because she was a schemer. She schemed to break up Ridge and Caroline. Well, her and her mother used to work for this catering thing, and they went to the Forrester Mansion. This was like the first few episodes when it first aired, when Brooke was introduced. And she wanted Ridge from Jump Street. And she scheme to get him. The only thing is that Steffi didn't sleep with Spencer, but she schemed. And he knew he was being played. He knew it. He told her he was. He said, "I know you know." He could have drop kicked that anytime he wanted, but I just think he wanted her to have it.
Well, I don't like her, and I really don't. I've never liked Taylor at all, and
yeah, I like Taylor too. I've always liked Taylor from the very beginning.
Well, I've always hated Taylor.
I like Kelly Lang, but I've never liked Brooke. I thought she was, sleeping with all of the men in the family was just a bit much for me. I just couldn't handle it, and I do think the men on B&B are very wimpy.
No, sir, they are. They are very, very wimpy. You know, I mean, God.
Ridge and Eric, you know, the way that girl slept through that family, and they always champion her. I like Kelly Lang, though. I'm crazy about her. But the character, I can separate the character from the actress. You know, some people can't do that. You know, like, I don't like Carly, but I like Laura Wright, and I like Sarah J. Brown, but I've never liked Carly as a character. But I still like the actresses.
Yeah.
And I belong to their fan club and everything, but you know, I can separate that. That doesn't taint. They're playing a part. You know, I don't get into.
I get that they are playing a part, but I've never cared for how Taylor has done things. And you know, the Taylor's Steffi, in my opinion, do not. Okay, the way I see a book. Belong more in that company than Taylor will ever belong now.
Well, I don't think she. It's not a question of me of where she belongs because she belongs there. She's protect. She said why she was there in dialogue. She said it. She said to protect her children's interests. And Taylor was in that company once before, so this isn't a new storyline. They said the same thing. This is the same dialogue from when about 10 years ago when she was. They hired her or something like that, and she was involved.
Okay, but Steffi didn't have to go in there today and say, oh, Hope needs to be fired. That is not...
See, I was hoping that she wouldn't do that. I thought she was going to take a different route. I didn't think she was going to do the same thing that they did.
Well,
because her and Hope was kind of getting along, especially after mm-hmm. she got attacked and all that.
Yeah,
and I was hoping that they were going to be friends. I didn't want them to be enemies.
Well, I think now, you know, they will be, and it just makes me mad because...
Yeah, it makes me mad, too, that part
know,
of
because,
it. I don't like that.
I
want her to be different, you know, not do the same thing that, you know, when the Logans were in. I thought she was going to be, you know, a little different. I was hoping.
Okay, so is anyone happy with Days of Our Life here? Bridget, Heather.
I thought the guy, he's Mel's father and all that. I saw that. I also saw that, I don't know what EJ is doing. He's just, now he came up with another ransom note. And
he's trying to get Sammy to leave Rafe by pulling this crap he's pulling. Because technically he thinks he still loves Sammy. He's just going about it the whole wrong way. He's being a Stefano.
Yeah.
And
you know
gonna find, she's going to find out, I think. I think Anna's going to break down and finally say enough's enough and tell either Rafe or Sammy.
Good.
Rafe is close. So. I mean, he's close.
I hope they nail him to the wall.
Yeah, me too. You know what? I really want EJ to get nailed like there's no tomorrow. Because I just...
Well, Rafe is, he's suspicious. He's been suspicious all along, but he's really suspicious. I haven't seen the days yet. But I saw that, and I saw, you know, him, the Crystal Chappelle, her talk with Mel's dad. What's his name? The doctor.
Daniel.
Okay, Samuel.
Yeah. Daniel. Yeah.
Okay, I saw that.
I don't know if he's told Melanie he's her dad yet, but.
Last time I saw, he was sitting at her bedside, you know. And
wait till Chloe finds out she can't have kids, and she's already.
Wait, why can she not have kids?
Vivian was about to smother her with the pillow, and then she backed down, and Mel said, "Kill me, kill me." You know, or whatever, and Vivian was standing up there, and then she was telling her part of her story with her father and all that. I saw that. That was a good scene. And I like Vivian. Vivian's a trip.
Okay. I don't know how anyone can like...
Villains. I like villains in story. You know, that's what I mean. She's a good villain. That's what I mean. You gotta have villains in order to, you know, for drama to play out. Especially every day, you know, these serials. I think. My opinion.
You know, when the Emmy nods came out, I was very, very surprised. And I almost fell out of my cell when I saw both Victor and Stefano got a nod. Because I'm trying to remember, what did Victor and Stefano...
They said on Daytime Confidential that all Victor did was call people bitches all last year. I was cracking up.
Yeah,
he actually did.
Yep.
He was calling all the women bitches.
Yeah, and so I was trying to remember what Victor did that was so amazing, and Stefano, and really, I couldn't really think what they have done. I couldn't see what this had done. And God, please, you know, guys, I'm probably gonna go on a rant, you guys, and then they will call. This was my luck. No, I just thought that, you know, those two, that really surprised me for Days of Our Life. I mean, were you guys surprised?
Well, it could have been when him and Stefano were fighting and had that war. Remember when he stole Stefano and told EJ big dock war? And that's when... his son got shot and killed by...
Okay, yeah, now I remember that. Okay.
They did that big deal then.
Well, yeah, okay. That I can accept. That I can, you know...
But the rest was all just kind of
BS. I'm sorry. Well, was anyone surprised? I mean, did any of the names surprise you, or
Ethan.
Were you not? What?
The guy that plays Ethan on General Hospital, that surprised me.
I know.
That surprised me, too.
And JJ, when he has even been on here 6 months, he got one,
oh,
too.
Yeah,
I don't think he looked, you know, they were talking about that at the Daytime Confidential podcast. They were going over the Emmy noms, and I have to agree that this year he should have some good material to submit, but I don't know. They say all he was doing was going around saying hello to everybody. You know?
Well, you know
really,
what?
He was gone, too, for like a month after he aired. He started October the 27th, I think, and then he was gone for like a long time because he was doing a film or something like that. And then he came back. And
oh, he's getting his album finished.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but okay, but if he got the Emmy nod because he was yelling at Elizabeth and crying, and
that was
like
this year, I think. I don't know when the cutoff is for that, but that was this year. I don't know when they cut it off, you know, what the cutoff date.
Okay, because I thought, you know, I mean, this is just me. I thought they might go from September to, like, I don't know, February, I don't know, because like, a lot of the names on there, surprisingly, a lot of the names that were not on there, surprisingly, too. I mean, when are you guys going to realize the Star Manning from One Life to Live is a good actress? And when are you going to wake up and give
her an
Oscar?
I think Crystal Hunt was on there. I don't watch ABC shows, but I think Crystal Hunt was on the one that plays Stacy. Is she on there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
They were saying that it should have been Langston or Marco or something like that. And they were talking about Tony Geary again, you know, how he keeps getting nominated.
How can he keep getting the nomination every year? And he doesn't do a damn thing on the show but smoke a cigar, drink his alcohol, and be an idiot.
Yeah, they always have the same people. It's always him, Maurice Bernard, or like Steve Burton. It goes in a cycle every year.
Steve Burton hasn't been nominated in a long time.
Yeah, Steve. But
look who he's acting with right now. There's no reason.
Oh yeah, then no. I want to switch gears for one moment because I've been kind of not liking an actor lately, really, and it's not who you guys think. I belong to a club now, and Heather, you belong to the same one, don't you?
Is it the one I created?
Yes.
I know. My friend that I call my twin sister, she was like, I have some friends that want to be added, and I was like, well, let them join.
Well, so why don't you tell us about your club?
It's not really a club. I just made a list on Twitter, which is the We Hate Jax list from GH.
Yeah.
I like Jax.
Well, I think he's a self-invited.
I mean, I don't like the way he's being, you know, written, but I mean, it's just like a lot of people aren't being written the way, you know, he was a corporate raider. He was smooth and suave and all that stuff. And then he's never liked Sonny. I mean, that's,
I understand that he never liked Sonny, but doing what he did, going after Sonny and almost going after Jason in a way like that, he is a worthless bastard that needs to be stopped, in my opinion.
You know, they always have somebody foil. It used to be Rick Lansing. He's gone. It used to be AJ. He's gone. Then they have their various villains like Karpov, Manny, and Sorrell, and, you know, Face and all of them. So it's going to always be somebody on the scene that's going to be, you know, a foil for Sonny. And he makes, you know,
that
it was Brenda, now he married Carly, so, you know, he's the fallback.
I think he just shouldn't have married Carly. Like, it's stupid. He's like, well, I hate Sonny, I'm doing this for my family, but you didn't have to take on family. You've always hated this man. Nothing has changed that.
So, in my opinion, Jax is a low-life son of a bitch that went after Sonny and, in a way, went after Jason. And to me, I will you know what? I will never look at that character again the same for what he's done.
Well, he's always
you know what?
Been trying to set him up.
Well, no. You know what? He knew Dante was Sonny's son. He knew. He convinced Olivia, we shouldn't tell anyone. Let's keep this between ourselves. Okay. He should be on trial right now, in my opinion. Not.
What did he do?
Yes.
I mean, he didn't commit a crime.
He went after him, and he knew what he was doing, and then he goes and paid to get a high-priced DA to throw the book at Sonny? No.
Yeah, that's just, it's going to backfire on him, though, because I heard that she sleeps with Sonny. So.
Well, you know what, Carly, go sleep with Sonny and have the... No,
I bet she would.
No, not
you know
Carly.
What?
Carly doesn't sleep with Sonny. That
Claire.
Lady does.
The DA.
What?
Yep, I knew that was going to happen. Didn't Reese do
like
the same
her.
Thing?
I don't like Claire either.
She was rude to, like, Lulu yesterday. She was like, well, we can get you on for your 15 minutes. And I'm like, I wanted to slap her, like...
He has
like
so many characters, honestly. Ooh. It's just like, everybody gets these little segments, and, you know, it's like, oh. It's just so many characters. Oh. That's why only people can be on for like 30 seconds, you know. There's so many.
Well, I'm not a fan of Zach, and I don't think I will ever be a fan of Zach after how he did this.
Well, the only thing with Jack, though, he's a hypocrite because he told Carly, I don't want any secrets. And he's told so many secrets, kept so many secrets. And
And then he allowed Jason to be the godfather. So, I mean, if he doesn't like him, then why did he go along with that?
You know what? You know what? I am glad that Jason, the godfather of Carly's baby. I'm really, really glad on that one. And I'm Jack should not decide anything.
Well, it
in
is
my
his
opinion.
Daughter. I mean, so.
Oh my God! Okay, you know what? He should have thought about that before he went after Sonny. He really should have thought about that, in my opinion.
Well, I think he should have. I mean, if we go that way, fictionally speaking, he never should have married Carly. He knew that Sonny would be in his life all the time,
yes.
You know, just like with Brenda. So when he, like Carly said, you shouldn't have married me. And she shouldn't have married him either because she knew how he felt as well. So they both made their bed, you know, so they're just, you know, I guess they're trying to deal with it.
Hey, Carly.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch today's Journal Hospital?
No, I'm like a couple of days behind. Why?
Because at the end, Johnny was wearing this funny mask. He's wearing like a mask of like President Bill Clinton, and then like he shot Lucky, but I'm not sure like where he actually shot him at because he like went off, but it was just really funny.
Yeah, I just, you know, what is making me really, really upset is, you know, all the hypocrites that is going on. And, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of that. I mean, he's not the only one. I mean, there's a lot of characters that are very hypocritical, in my opinion, you know. So,
well,
it just
kind of
keeps going on and on and on. You know, it's like they don't know what they wrote before. It's like somebody said, a new writer, and then, you know, it's no continuity, like what happened, what they said in dialogue, or try to tie it in or address it, you know. If they change their minds or whatever, it should be addressed in dialogue so you can follow them. Not all the time, but some stuff. I haven't seen it in a while. I did see the scene with, who was that? Was it Johnny and Olivia? When he gave her the necklace. I think that's the last thing I saw. And I did see the promo, the macho promo.
And she's another hypocrite. She goes, tells Johnny she doesn't want to be in the life, but she's still screwing him. So, she's another
hypocrite.
You know, so
that's what I was saying.
Quit saying you're not, you don't want to be in the life, then you need to dump him if you don't want to be in the life.
Yeah, and then, like, today she told him, like, oh, I don't want this, and then, will you make me feel better because Dante chewed her out and, like, said he couldn't trust her anymore after, like, she interrupted him almost having sex with Lulu.
Wait, who almost had sex with Lulu?
Dante.
But then Olivia knocked on the door. Dante, it's your mother! Yeah, I love
Mom.
Olivia,
great,
but
great
today she just pissed
me
off.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, well, everybody on Twitter was saying it's what he gets for walking in on her and Johnny.
A lot of people walk in on GH.
Oh, yeah.
They always do. I mean, that's why they don't have, you know, that's why I like Y&R and Days. I mean, when they have a love scene, they have a love scene. Every time somebody have a love scene or anything like that, somebody walking in or calling or, you know. I mean, I heard that Carly, did Carly and Jax have sex?
They hooked up at the Metro Court, but it wasn't like, it just looked like a little making out, really, not really much.
Oh, they didn't go all the way.
Oh, thank God, because that would be disgusting. I'm like, well, on the way by now, in my opinion.
Well, Carly was trying to prove a point to Jax, like, showing him what he's going to lose and miss if he doesn't act straight or whatever.
No, you know why I don't blame him. You know, I just, why he did, and you know why he kept it from her, and when he's always saying no secrets, well, you know what? I wish Carly would, I don't know, find some secrets of her own and not tell him.
So the couples that are really turning out are Johnny and Olivia, Lulu and Dante. And, of course, Jason, they're not going to write them any angst. They've got sweet and dandy writing. And so those are the couples that they're writing for.
Wait, Cyber, you don't know that. You don't know if they, Sam, is going to be at the front. No, they, Sam,
I just mean for right
are.
Now, I mean, you know, right now. I mean,
they are, because people on Twitter were saying today that they're going to black out General Hospital next week, because I guess something about Sam and Jason and, like, wearing white or something at an island with Michael, and everybody's like, let's block out General Hospital next week.
Yeah, the meeting, there's media pictures out that Jason is wearing a white shirt with the sleeves rolled
up, and
they're dressed alike. She's in a white shirt, too, with her boobs hanging out, as usual, and they're at the island with Michael.
Yeah, they do a lot of traveling, don't they?
And they're only supposed to be on 3 days, but I don't watch them live anyway, so don't...
I haven't watched them all year, so I don't have to block them out, because I don't watch General Hospital.
And it'll be the same crap that they've been doing to them. They'll hug and smooch here and there, but there won't be any standing dialogue, because she can't remember half of her lines anyway.
Yeah, because she's an idiot. Kelly's a freaking idiot. And
yeah,
you know what? You know, and, oh, by the way, Jay Chambers out there, who really has been starting a fight with me this week on Twitter, please come to this show and debate
They're
me.
They're too combative. I can't deal with them. You know, it's just a TV show. They
got
this, you know, it's like, hey, this is a television show. Hello.
They can't separate the characters from real life.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, I watch so much TV, and so this is just one of them. You know, I mean, I don't understand that. You know, like, I go to Daytime Confidential, and there's one chick there. She's just all over me, and I had to put her in check. I said, look, honey, you know what? I don't know what your problem is, but I ain't the one. Leave me alone. Stop following me around, bashing Elizabeth. See, I don't bash Sam because I don't think about her. So,
you know what?
There's no reason to bash. I'm talking about on the forums, you know.
Okay, you know what? After Twitter today, when they were bashing Elizabeth, well, you know what? Two can play this game, and I'm sick of it. I am more than sick of it. It's, you know what?
I don't ever even see their stuff.
Well, I'm glad you don't
miss anything.
Yeah, so you know what? But what I'm saying is, you know, even if you get pregnant, you third time around, okay, she knows who the guy is she slept with. People, she is not a tramp or a hoe.
I don't really.
I mean,
yeah, I agree.
Okay,
I agree.
You know what? I'm at this point where, you know, no one's fighting for Rebecca, who's Liz's character, so I will use this format to say it, because no one else everyone else wants a tuna of the sick. Let's be nice. Well, you know
what? Well, one of them, I did see on one forum, I think it was Insider's Lounge, where they said jizzers are bringing a gun to something.
So
did you see that crap? I was like, how old are these
so
people?
Ignorant.
Like 2 or 3 years
all
old? I mean, I got a job. I got a mortgage. Do you think that I'm going to go if someone? I mean, they come up with the craziest crap.
I mean, how much dollars to watch Kelly Monaco be an idiot?
Well, they already had that lie about Jizzers was going to walk out, which didn't happen. See, here they start all these lies, and then they start believing their own lie, I think. You know, they start really, you know, getting off on it. And they just say anything. I mean, it's like that. You can tell they're real young. They must be like 14 years old. And they said that somebody's going to bring a gun. And called out the names of the fans, of the liaison fans.
Oh, my gosh.
And I couldn't help but laugh. I said, this is really, you know, this is getting sick now. It's beyond fandom. It's really mental. When you start doing something like that, you need to, you know, get some lithium or something. You know, because you need to be medicated.
Well, Cherry and I heard JSAM Radio. And after that, the thing I walked away with that, you know what, if they want to call us out for everything, we are going to start calling you guys out for everything, because you little Sam is more than what Elizabeth has done and will do in the future, and that's my point here. That's my point, that, you know, taking the higher ground right now hasn't done anything. And
well, you know, it's just like it's a fan club, the one fan club against the other. And the sad part about it is the show is crap, so it doesn't really matter, because they're being written like crap. They're happy they're together. But, I meant, you know, if you really, what I've seen, I haven't been that impressed with their story. It's the same old, you know, same old. So it's nothing, you know, story-wise, it's nothing, you know, going on there. I heard that Sam Daddy's supposed to show up, but...
No, see,
you know,
he's not. That got rewritten, and that's not happening now.
Well, they had it in the spoiler.
Yeah, but the spoilers aren't 100% accurate.
Yeah.
They were thinking about to do in the story arc, but they cut it just like they've cut Valentine Cassadine's story.
Yep.
They've cut a lot of stuff out.
Yep.
Mm. Well, you know, I just think that, you know, I don't really watch ABC shows like All My Children and One Life to Live or General Hospital, so it's kind of really hard for me to...
Yeah, I read yesterday, someone posted a link on Twitter with an interview with Nancy saying, talking about, like, Christina and the whole abusive thing coming up soon, and then how she finds out soon that Chrissy had been having sex.
Yeah, when Sam has known the whole time and helped her get the birth control, that's really going to blow up in her face.
Yeah. And so, and then I read also, and it said about her going to the hospital and how she blamed Ethan. And I read this, like, weeks ago. So I'm like, okay, if that's true, then maybe she will be pregnant, and that will be true after all.
Okay, I need to address something, because something just came on Twitter. Okay, I'm listening to you, so are you anti-Sam or anti-J-Sam? I don't know if I can get down with that. I love my J-Sam. Okay, well, you asked, and I'm responding. I cannot stand Sam for anything in this whole wide world. I would rather see her killed off than in a hospital or with someone else besides Jason. She does not belong with Jason. She has never belonged with Jason. Jason and Elizabeth belong together. This Sam should have never forget happened, and it should have never even happened this year. So that's my little thing.
So is this is this person a JSAM fan then, or what?
Yeah. Well, and you know what? I'm sorry, but I cannot be down with a couple whose one of them had done so much crap and gotten away with it. I'm sorry. I cannot be down with that couple. Even if they were them really, really well, I couldn't be down with Jason and Sam. Sorry.
Harley, did you know that this person is also a fan of Spinelli and Maxie?
Okay.
I'm just saying because you love them, so I wouldn't say too many things.
Oh, why? Wait, why? I've been keeping my mouth. You know what, you guys? I've been keeping my mouth shut for so long, not saying the right thing. If I say this, it might offend someone. I'm at this point where I need to be honest here. I've never, ever liked the idea of Jason and Sam. I never liked the idea of Sam, period. Okay, can anyone on this panel tell me one good thing about Sam?
She said for Jason to step up for his kids.
Exactly. Why is he taking care of everybody else's kids?
I got to give Sam her props on that one. She told them. That's why they were arguing in the police station. She kept telling them to claim Jake. And he kept on telling her, well, it was our mutual decision and all that. But she always told them from Jump Street to claim him, and he wouldn't do it. So.
Well, he should have claimed Jake, too, when Elizabeth finally got her head out of her butt and said, let's do it. They should have been together then.
They were never on the same page.
Yep.
They always had one of them not wanting to do it. See, that's when you're being written against. They were written against. It's no question. Because
what
they're showing now is Jason doing everything that he said he couldn't do with Elizabeth, he does with her. So, you know, he could have done, he could have went to Italy. That's what got me. He could have still went. He could have said, let's reschedule our trip when Kate got shot. But he was I got to find out who shot Kate and running around and all that, and not taking care of his own business.
What could happen to you if you were with me? And I mean, it's a bunch of crap.
It could happen to her too.
But you know what? I believe that Jason and Liz are going to get back together, and I believe there's a story still to tell. And for everyone that is losing hope out there with the Jason and Liz fan, don't.
I'm just wondering about this baby, if she's going to have it and all of that.
Well, what was with Helena getting Nick's DNA sample away from Epiphany? That's what I want to know. She had that guy, that tech, get that envelope from Epiphany. I want to know why.
Because she's going to say it's Nick's, and it's going to be Lucky's, probably.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, I think it was going to be Lucky's, but I think she's going to try to make it Nick's, so all of a sudden it's going to become his, even though it was supposed to be Lucky's.
Then later on down the pike, Lucky's going to find out that she did the switch and all that crap.
Lucky don't want it to be his.
Yeah,
I know.
She doesn't want no part of it. She needs to get rid of the Brothers Grimm for good.
Yeah.
Say you both.
But they're never going to write Elizabeth away from Lucky. When Jason and Elizabeth were on, were seeing each other, there was Lucky all the time. He was always there.
You know what? Maybe if we should be positive, and maybe things are going to turn around.
Oh, I'm positive, but I'm just going by what's playing out on the screen, you know.
But you're not watching what's on the screen. So really, how can you see what's on the screen when you're not even watching what's on the screen.
Well, you know, like I said, I do the recaps and I do the rating recaps, so I read more than I see. So I always know what's going on. And I do the spoilers for the website, so that's how I know what's going on.
This show, this person will know. Okay, only not down with Elizabeth because she spread her legs. See how with Lucky, and let's see how to go hold herself out to Nicholas.
So
now,
what? So she spread her legs. So what?
No,
so did Sam. I mean, all of them do.
Oh, my God, no. She did not do it. Nicholas came to her. It wasn't like Elizabeth was looking for Nick.
Sam spread her legs in 19 states for money. She married men for money, so she spread it hers, too. I mean, this is irrelevant. I mean, you say all these little silly things.
Okay,
this is a soap opera. They all spread their legs on all the shows.
Oh, my God.
So let's get over that.
This is my show, Cyber, and I won't get over it.
I meant the people who saying that, not you. I meant the people who saying that she spread her legs. I wasn't referring to you.
I mean,
I know
I'm
it's
sorry.
Your show, but I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about the comment made about Elizabeth spreading her legs.
My point is, the thing is, they are attacking Becky and Liz to help you the double. And I'm at the point where I feel like it's okay to say how you feel. And right now I'm not feeling like people are supporting Rebecca Hurst or Liz, and I just feel it's wrong. And all the Sam lovers out there really need to get a reality check. This slut slept with Rick Lansing, whose stepfather. Okay, people. Let's see, Elizabeth had never gotten this low, and that was my point. So, Heather, did you want to say anything? You guys, who's on?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. Talia, are you on? Talia? Okay, we are her number. Okay, Heather hung up. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, but I just felt like I got roped to that insane moment. Because I just, you know, I've been introduced to Zale for most of this week. So I think I will probably find myself back introduced to Zale. You know, I love you, Buddha. I love the fact you can laugh at me. I'm not taking offense to that.
Yes. Everybody has their opinion, and we agree to disagree on things, and that's the way life is. Everybody has their own opinion, and you just gotta go with the flow. But I agree. Sam has a long list of bad things, and she did a lot of things. She made her choices. Elizabeth, she made her choices. She didn't, you know, out of desperation. She's a lost soul. She's been a lost soul since she come on the canvas. Her parents ditched her. Her grandma pretty much treated her like a crap. She would never support Elizabeth only when it, you know, helped her out. I mean, Audrey didn't do Elizabeth any favors.
No, she didn't.
When she was raped, Audrey should have had her in with a therapist in the very beginning, and she would be this way now. She didn't do that. She just blew it under the rug, which that pissed me off, because if, you know, anybody else, if she needed help, she should have had help for that. And now it's coming around now. Now she's in Shady Brook. I mean, Lucky didn't do any favors with his hero worship of her, putting her on a pedestal.
Yep.
Nicholas, he should have never, ever got involved with his brother's fiancée in the first place. That was idiotic. They wrote that. That was the stupidest storyline I've ever seen.
I still can't understand it. It seemed like they just had to put her somewhere and just said, okay, you know, plopped her right there. Because that never made any sense. And what makes it even less, now she doesn't want to be bothered with him. Before she couldn't stay away from him. Now she doesn't want him. She said she loved him. And she loves Lucky. And I think she loves him. I think that's what I read when I was doing recaps. Because I have to read the entire script, you know, the dialogue, translation of the show in order to do the recaps. So, you know, I don't understand the storyline. I don't understand why they, you know, one minute she loves Nick and then the next minute she doesn't want him. She wants Lucky and now she's pregnant and she doesn't want to have anything to do with Nick and now Helena's in it. And what gets me with Nick is that he knows his mother is a sociopath and he's just like, oh, well, she's not going to do anything.
Oh, you mean
no, this is Helena.
I know. I mean, he doesn't have any reaction over Helena at all.
It's like,
he's
oblivious to this woman and what she can do, the damage she can cause. I'll tell her to leave you alone.
I mean, how crazy could it be to steal your own great-grandson from your grandson? I mean,
I'll tell her to leave you alone.
What she can do.
Nick, this is Helena Cassidy.
Yes.
She slit Alexa's mother's throat. Remember that, okay?
Mm-hmm. They just, you know, the difference between Liz and Sam, though, Liz, she has her morals, but she's so wants to please everybody. Just like Robin said today, she needs to please herself. She needs to quit thinking about Nick and Jay and Jason and Lucky and start doing for herself instead of being with a man.
She was
like
on a good road there for a long time. She had her own place. She was, you know, her job.
Yeah.
She was doing great. And then, I guess, you know, the wicked pen struck, and it's been, I just want to know when this is going to be over so I can try to watch the show again. Because I just simply cannot watch this.
Yeah.
It's so horrible.
Talia, you are still on the phone, right? That's funny. It says she's still on the phone, but she's, you know, not answering. That is weird, you guys. I agree with you, you know.
Well, just like Liz said today, I've been with a man since she was 15 years old. She needs to get away from everything and get herself back on track, and she needs to take care of those boys and quit worrying about her other children, Nicholas and Lucky.
Oh, yes.
And Jason needs to get his balls back and tell Sam to take a flying leap and decide what he really wants instead of what everybody else wants of him.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of, you know, keep saying, but, you know, wasn't she married to Rick twice? I mean, they kind of, you know.
Yeah, they were married. She was married to Lucky twice, Rick twice.
Wait, I thought she was only married to Rick once.
No, she
married
Rick
twice.
She divorced him and then remarried him.
Oh.
So she's been married to two dudes twice.
Okay.
Lucky and Rick. So that's why I think that she needs to just chill out and just, but with this new baby, you know, what can she, you know.
Well, yeah, and she just needs to focus on what, for herself finally, instead of worrying about Lucky's feelings and Nicholas's feelings. And honestly, I think Jake's paternity should be coming out.
What?
They need to face this head on.
That's a drop storyline. There was an anvil when they were in the safe house and they dropped the photograph on the floor. And that was a drop storyline. They dropped the storyline. You can tell that Liz and Jason's storyline was dropped because it took a sharp turn. There were a lot of anvils that never played out. The spoilers was that Lucky was supposed to find that safe house and see that photograph on the floor that they dropped. They dropped the storyline.
And what happened to the picture of Jason and Jake as a baby, which she drew for him? That was up at the safe house, too. Whatever happened to that?
Yep, it was a lot of stuff. I know exactly when they dropped that story because I was like, what is going on? I looked at General Hospital one day and knew immediately what was going on. It took a turn. A sharp turn. And they started backstroking on everything. Because when they were leaving the safe house that time, they were looking at the pictures on the couch, and then when they were about to leave, Jake's picture fell on the floor.
Yep.
And that was an anvil because the spoilers was that Lucky was supposed to raid that, find that safe house, and see that picture on the floor. But nothing ever happened.
But Steve Burton said in his contract that if you're going to give me Jake, I never want the opportunity to come out. You know, I mean, if I'm his father, let's stay here that way. So I don't think... I think Jake will always be Jason's. Bridget, do you agree or what?
Well, yeah, I don't think the paternity will ever change. But I think it was, that picture was somebody's supposed to find it, is what she's trying to say.
Okay. Well, you know what, I feel like Jason and Liz are coming, and, you know, it will probably be the June or July, and when that happens, I think a lot of people will tune back in to watch it.
Well, yeah, they just need to do a lot of stuff different. The storylines are not, they're just too choppy. They just don't, there's no consistency with it. I mean, they go from one to the next to the next to the next. You can't keep, sometimes you can't even follow what they're even doing. I mean, it's just sad. They need to start getting on the ball and looking back on what they've written, because I've read that they don't remember what they've written 2 weeks ago. And that's sad. I mean, for a soap, and that long of a history of a soap that's been on for so long, they can't even remember history. I mean, there's something wrong there. When Y&R, that's all there is history.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you on that.
And they're rewriting history, and they're doing what the fuck moments, and it's like, how do you expect people to watch a show they don't even understand?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, you know, seeing this whole thing play out like it has, and I'm a loyal viewer, and it's not like I'm going to turn off the TV one day and give up on the show. I mean, I should, but I can't. It's just like, I don't know.
Well, and it's not that. I mean, you know, I keep up with it on YouTube just so I know what's going on. But, you know, I don't watch it live anymore because I don't want to give them my ratings. I want to show that they're not doing right by me as a consumer. We are consumers. We're the ones watching this stuff. And if it's not entertaining anymore, nobody's going to watch it anymore.
Yeah.
But I think they'll hopefully they'll get their heads out and you know, I believe Leah, if they give Liaison a true story as a family and let Jason grow out of this mob enforcer. He's almost 40 years old. How long are they going to make him a mob enforcer until he's walking in a walker? I mean, that's just, I'm sorry. He should be growing out of that character. He should be getting to know his son, be in a family. Why does he have to take care of Sonny's family and Carly's family? He's got his own family to take care of if he really wanted to.
Okay.
You know what I, you know? I mean, they don't let him grow. They don't let the characters grow.
I mean, it's hard for me because I'm in the boat. The Dayton, I mean, I love the Dayton and Cobb relationship. I will always love it, and no amount of brainwashing from Zay could...
But they can integrate that, though, Carly.
Yes,
they can make them frenemies, and instead of, they can still have the angst,
mm-hmm.
but they could write, if they could, they could actually write a story to integrate all that. He could still take care of him. He still has his own son to take care of.
I agree with you, and Talia, are you here? Or did you like fall? Oh my God, what if she fell asleep on us? But how could anyone fall asleep with my ranting and raving? So Cyber, what did you think of what we are saying?
No, I don't really have that much to say about General Hospital.
Okay. Well, okay, what about,
I've just been watching The Good Wife, and I'm crazy about that, and I'm into Damages, The Good Wife, and I'm watching all the episodes of Rome that I missed. That was a series that was in 2005. And I'm waiting for True Blood to start up. And
me too.
And I'm waiting for Californication. I hope they have another season of that. Cause I like that too. And what else am I looking at? The Good Wife is just so good right now. And Damages. And there's another one. I've got to catch up on Battlestar Galactica.
Wait, okay. Not to sound stupid, you guys, but
I'm in the sci-fi group, and now I got to watch all of that. I got a lot of old stuff I got to catch up with, like 90210, and I got like two seasons of that. So I'm catching up on a lot of old stuff.
Yo, not to sound stupid, you guys, but didn't Battlestar Galactica go off?
It did, but okay. See, Caprica is based, Adama is a little boy in Caprica. It's a prequel to Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
So the sci-fi group that I belong to is saying I should watch Battlestar Galactica in order to get a grip on more on Caprica, which is awesome. It's a
they also have a Battlestar Universe. That's
right.
Pretty good, too. And Dante's character was on that. Before they went off for the season.
I found a place where I can watch all these old epis, so I'm trying to catch up with them. So I got a lot of old stuff to watch, so I'm pretty busy with that.
I'm looking forward to, I don't know if any of you ever saw All Me Wives on Lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. I finally have someone to talk All Me Wives with. Did you see the last season finale of All Me Wives?
Yes, when their boy shot himself.
Is it good?
Or it seemed like he shot himself.
Yeah, well, I like it, Cyber. I've been watching All Me Wives the whole time it's been on.
How many
Life.
Seasons is it in?
One, two,
three.
I believe this...
They'll be on the fourth season this. I think they start the spring.
Yeah. I have a date for Army Wives, for all my Army Wives viewers out there. It's starting April 4th.
I also like In Plain Sight on TNT.
I've seen that one.
I love that show. I can't wait to see how she gets back after she got shot. Yeah, I like that show too. It was really good. That season finale was really good, too. And I also like on sci-fi, that one with... that one and the other one with... she used to be on Stargate Atlantis, where they're fighting morph people or whatever. They get all these different people that are from different... they have different abilities. What is it called? I have a brain freeze.
That's a lot I gotta catch up on.
And it starts this spring too, I think.
Which one?
the one on sci-fi. Oh, gosh, I'm good. Can't remember what it's called.
You know,
I'll go on
happen.
The network and look at all the shows and see which one it is. Because I have sci-fi up all the time because of Caprica. I really like Caprica. Oh, I like that. I like Isai Morales, so anything he's in.
Why do I know that name?
Isai, he was, in La Bamba.
Oh, okay.
He was the brother.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the Gap.
Yeah.
I just think he's so handsome.
Saiba, were you surprised when Sandy lost the baby on B&B? Oh, Agnes.
Sandy. Oh, man. I forgot all about that. Yeah, I was surprised. That was a what the moment. I really didn't expect that she was going to lose that baby. Now they're trying to say that Owen and Bridget is going to hit it. And
well,
he's going to tap it. And then predicting that she's going to get pregnant by him.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Bridget and Owen is fixing to hit it. It was on the, I hope I'm not saying a spoiler, but it was all
on
the thing.
No, you're not. Oh, gosh, that is funnier than heck. Because
it was a good scene, though, between her and Owen, Bridget. What's her name, the actress name? She was True Blood, too.
Oh, my God.
Got a heart
ripped
out. I forgot her name. Ashley Jones or
Ashley Jones. Yeah,
that's the name. Yeah, it was she. It was a well acted scene. Very well acted. We got down on that one. That was an Emmy reel there, and she went. But I kept wondering when was she going to stop badgering. You know, Sandy. Yeah, I like Bridget a lot. I really do. I've always liked Bridget.
Yeah.
But you know, she was just going overboard. She was just, I don't want to see her. And she blamed Nick, said it's your fault because you brought her over there. And that was funny, though. That was a funny part when she blamed Nick. She said, it's not my fault. It's your fault because you. I told you not to, I told you not to invite her over to the house. And she had a point. But.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, she did have a point, but it was a very, it was a very what-the-heck moment.
I was shocked that she lost.
Yeah, me too.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah, me, so did anyone come up with that name for the sci-fi?
I'm at sci-fi.com.
Sanctuary.
Yeah, Sanctuary.
I love Sanctuary.
Okay, because I'm there now. Because, they have all this stuff online, so you can always catch it. That's why I like Sci-Fi Network.
Yeah, I like Sanctuary. It's a good show.
Okay. Oh, I like. Okay, I'm looking at it. Look at Isai. He looks so good on here. He's losing weight, too. He was a little chubby when they first started, but he's beginning to lose a little weight. He must be working out. He looks thinner. Okay.
Yeah, that was like my what the heck moment for like.
Yeah, I see Sanctuary. Okay, I'm going to it now. Okay, I'm gonna check it out. I got that on the list. Wow, I got a long list here.
You know, when it snows again in Chicago, it's like you can just catch up on all your TV shows.
Well, it's snowing now.
How bad?
Well, it's not snowing, but I mean, the weather is all cold.
Oh,
and
okay.
Snow.
You guys are getting the snow we're supposed to get.
Oh, so they have
It's
been 60 degrees the last 3 days here, and that's unusual for us.
Well, here in Seattle, it's been 50. And this is the time of year we usually get, a little of the snow. I mean, not a lot, but a little. So, yeah. And in this album, Brandy loves Sanctuary. That's what you guys were talking about?
Yeah, that show is a good show.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good primetime shows are coming up. And oh, yes, I was. That was a good idea, putting it in the link in the room.
I love that website.
Yeah.
I like
that. Taya, wake up, Taya. You know, you guys are okay. Well, Kelly always knows about this because, you know.
Yeah, Army Wives got 37 episodes. Jesus Christ.
See,
oh, man.
Bridget, guess what happened? Guess what happened today morning when I checked my Twitter account?
What?
Guess how many people were asking me for the email address and phone number and.
I like JJ. It's funny.
Yeah. Hooking him up.
Yeah, I'm like,
you're gonna be his matchmaker, Carly.
I know, and so yeah, I
cook. That's why, because he can cook.
That's right.
I like a man that can cook.
That's
right. Yeah, I mean,
and if he can do
some pasta,
the dishes, and not clean,
yep.
Even better.
He's handy Andy. Somebody that can do something in the house.
Sons of Anarchy, I love that show, too. That is...
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I like that, too. Somebody got me turned on to that. Because I like Katie Sagal. I'm a big Katie Sagal fan. You know, she was on Married with Children. I like her in
yeah.
that show.
Isn't that Katie Sagal?
Sagal, I'm sorry, yeah.
Oh, no, it's okay. I saw it, and I like that one, too. Oh, and my mom said that Damon is supposed to be, like, has been really good. And had Damon started, or is it this?
Damages is good.
Yeah.
That's one of the best shows. I mean, Glenn Close didn't win 2 Emmys for nothing. It's good.
I like the show The Forgotten, too. That's a good show, too.
Not another good show.
There's a lot of good shows out here now. It's about
mm-hmm.
lost cases that they haven't solved, and they solve them. It is very... Wow. It's got Christian Slater in it. It's good.
Oh, okay. I've seen him, and that must be the show I've seen them talking about.
Yep. It's a good
Christian
show.
Slater. I've always liked him.
Yeah, Katie Sagal was on Lost, too, the last 2 weeks ago.
Ooh. And I kept looking at her. I was like, ooh, she looked familiar. Her husband is the producer of the show, though.
She was engaged to, what's his dude?
She looked familiar.
Was in the wheelchair. Yep.
It was real good when they went after her. I think they raped her or they attacked her or something.
Yeah, they raped her.
I thought they raped her.
Yep.
Right,
yep.
That's right, they did, because she went to the hospital and everything. And
she said she didn't want
them to know.
Uh-huh.
That was so good. She acted her buns off.
And in the end, she finally told them.
She's a real good actress. I didn't realize she was such a good actress. She is acting her buns off in this one.
Yeah. She left town at the season finale, but we'll see what happens when it starts up again.
But I'm kind of excited for Army Wives, like, because how they ended it. I just want to see what, if he's dead, do you think he's dead with it?
I hope he didn't, but
no.
I think he probably did. He just had so much on his plate with losing his best friend, because he was supposed to be the one walking, and something happened. He was hurt or something, and he was riding the tank, and that's a lot. He was flashing back to what happened to his friend dying, and yeah. I hope not.
Okay.
But I think either that or he got really bad hurt, maybe. I'm hoping that. I hope maybe he just hurt himself. Or I just hope he didn't do it at all. But I think something happens to him.
Yeah,
you can
I
see
mean,
that one online, too. Lifetime has that.
Uh-huh.
I like these shows online. That's really cool. So when you do miss something, you can catch it.
Well, yeah. Oh, and I don't know Will or what so, but I guess Amber Tamlin, I'm saying that right, Tamlin, right?
Yes.
Is coming back to another CBS show.
She's always getting a show.
Okay.
I like her.
Yeah, I was mad when they canceled Zona about Katie. I really did like that one. and they just canceled it, like, you know, it was on for a while, and then they just yanked it.
Yeah, she's a good actress. She turned out to be a real good actress.
Well, and I'm not surprised that Ugly Betty got cancellation.
Yeah,
that,
it was good, and then all of a sudden it kind of turned kind of cruddy after the second season.
Well, you know, and when you're saying the date, and I mean not saying the date, but saying the time and the day, you know, viewers cannot see it.
Yep.
You know, and whenever you guys go on Twitter, I have a new banner up on my show. If you click on my pixel, the new banner lights up. It's really cool. My friend on Twitter, Soap Queen, made it, and it's really cool. She did have all the different soaps, and she put the time and date of the show and everything. It looks really cool.
Cool.
Yes. Well, we have 34 minutes remaining, and I am very, very surprised that Zay has not called. I hope he's okay. I hope he's not injured. I seriously mean that, but I'm surprised because, remember, I did invite him to come back on Wednesday.
Oh, he probably had other things to do, and he's got enough on his plate, sounds like.
Yeah, but I wonder what he's writing and, you know, everything. Like the book he's writing, you know, whatever he's writing. You know, I'm just kind of curious. And, but no, I think this summer there's going to be a lot of good TV shows, too. I mean, because we have, like, the Army Wives for part of the summer. And, you know, so summer with the TV shows are not like when they were in the 90s or the 80s when there was nothing on TV during the summer. I hated that. Okay, so let's see. What? Bridget, go. Talk.
Talk? I'm just ready for it all to end so it can move on to something else.
And
what is this with Franco supposed to be back? He's supposed to give Carly a
May.
Picture of Jocelyn.
Wow.
Yeah, he's coming back in May.
Damn it. You know why?
And he's
supposed
to steal Jocelyn, take Jocelyn, and or something like that. I don't know.
I didn't like Franco being on the first time around. Great.
So.
I mean, now that I'm not saying he's not a good caliber actor or anything, this, you know, General Hospital wasn't even a wizard with naming him Franco. They could have picked another name. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I wasn't particularly interested in that storyline either, but I don't know. I just... Just more fill-in to add to the monotony.
Yeah, I mean...
But supposedly the picture was he was at the christening or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and this, you know, and Terry should be calling in the next 15 minutes, you guys. Yay! Hey, I need my partner in crime. but no, I think Talia fell asleep on the phone. I really think she did. Because her phone, I mean, her number's there. It's weird.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Talia, wake up. It's time for school. I don't know. I don't know.
She's a young girl, too. Why would she be falling asleep?
I don't know. I just, I think it's weird. Yes, and, you know, and then I just have one little guilty pleasure that I watch in the summertime. That is Big Brother. I don't know why, but somehow I'm addicted to Big Brother. I know I shouldn't, but, you know, it's almost like me loving Spinelli that is under the category of Big Brother. And, you know, that is like one show I'm looking forward to, but I don't want to admit that I'm looking forward to it. And has anyone been catching American Idol?
No, I'm not really into the American Idol thing. I've been trying to watch Amazing Race, but I keep forgetting to turn it on Sunday.
Do you want me to send you a reminder? Wait, do you check your mail, email Sunday morning? Because
yeah.
I could send you a watch the Amazing Race. Is the, you know.
No, gosh, I've been trying, but jeez.
You know, yeah, and then I guess the Oscars are on Sunday.
Yeah, because Oprah Winfrey was doing her Oscar thing tonight or whatever, where they all the ones that are nominated got to be at, they got other actors to ask them questions or whatever.
Oh, that is different, and
yeah.
I guess this is the after what Sunny and I or whatever then Barbara Walters is done with her 30-year Oscar specials.
Huh, yeah.
Yeah, but she's not giving up, like, the view or anything. See, this, you know, is giving up the Oscar thing. Hey, Cyber, did you hear that Dave is going to do a really good memorial for Alice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see how they're going to do that.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I wrote an article that it won't be, like, your typical... it will not be like your typical soap, like CBO, one day we'll find your dad. No, it's going to be more like an arc or whatever. So I'm like, okay, you know, that might be interesting.
I heard that also Adam's character was going to leave when they find out about Palmer's death. That's how he's going to leave. He's going to reevaluate his life and
oh.
Or set to the effect. So it coincides with Palmer's death, is what I
heard. Wow.
I could be wrong.
Well, you don't have me ever wrong with the stuff you bring us. So, you know, and, yeah.
And Dixie was on today. Dixie's ghost was on today to be with JR. And
you know, okay, was it believable? Because I was almost thinking, because I was hoping it would be good. But I was hoping they would not bring her back as a ghost. I was hoping they would bring her back and we find her that, you know, they will find her where David had Greenlee. That's
yeah.
What I was thinking.
Yeah, she's got real red hair this time, real long.
Yeah,
it's like red. I'm like, wow. But yeah, she's supposed to see Tad and JR, and I'm wondering if she gives them a clue on who's going to be the donor for JR, I bet. And Brooke's going to give old Annie a taste of some hard lessons here pretty soon.
Yeah, Julia Bow is supposed to be on for, like, an arc storyline, so she might be on for a while.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. I like Brooke. I like her character.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, it was sad when she was on, then she came for the 40th. And you know why? I always thought General Hospital and AMC were the same amount of, you know, time, but I guess ZH is older than AMC. I never knew that.
Yeah.
You know, but no, I'm glad Brooke is back. And, you know, I want someone to give Annie one for her money because I cannot stand it. Annie at all.
I know. She drives me up the wall. Her taunting
yeah.
JR about being a partial match, and I don't like Annie. And Brooke's going to put her, when Andy on the preview said, he's my husband, you can't have him, and Brooke says, I've already had him. That was funny. I can't wait. I like the bantering. I think it's funny.
Well, yeah. Adam's been married to Brooke and Erica and that's the only people that he's been married to, right, or no?
He's been married about as many times as Erica has, or more.
Wow. You know, I kind of did like the Erica and Adam thing earlier last year. I thought that was kind of, they were going somewhere with Erica and Adam, and I kind of liked it.
Yeah, but see, what hasn't Erica been married to Adam more than once, though?
Twice,
and hasn't Brooke's been married to Adam? I think twice too.
Yes. So yeah, I just think it's funny that Tilly is still on the phone, and yeah, that's gonna be funny. What was I gonna say? No, I just, you know, I'm not, but right now I'm kind of mad at One Life to Live right now, so.
Yeah, I'm not liking Jessica being in her, acting like she's in her teens, chasing after Christian.
Yes.
I think that's pathetic. That I don't like that at all. I can understand if he told her he's moved on and stuff, she could just live with it. But this pushing and pushing and pushing stuff is, yeah, I don't like it.
Well, yeah. I just think that, but I'm so sick of that because I was liking Jessica and Brody. I was liking that relationship, and I wasn't a Jessica and Kristen fans thing. Why is everyone leaving this album? I am not boring, you guys. I am the most fun person in the whole wide world. Yeah, well, I'm glad you think so, Brenda, because,
they had their time, and, you know, he's with whatever her name is now.
Yeah, who is Kristen with? I don't know. They really haven't.
Oh, I don't know, but they hardly ever show them together unless they're getting to the point, you know. So you don't really see them together that much, but I don't know. Just needs to get fixed soon because it's getting old already.
Well, there's a rumor that Addison Perkins is coming back.
She already is.
Oh, well,
she went to go see him at prison. She's watching. She's dressed up as Roxy.
Oh.
Yep. After Roxy left. Yeah. Oh, yep. Layla.
Okay. You know, they hardly ever saw Layla on there too. I mean.
Just every once in a while. I mean, when you know, and it's probably angst for them. That's the only ride they're putting her in there. Poor Brody, he's going nuts. He wants his girl back, and he's trying to push that. Marty's telling him to calm down. He can't just force things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just feel so sorry for, you know, Brody. It's like, oh my gosh. And then I feel sorry for Natalie because Jessica almost didn't remember who either.
Yeah, her and John are going to get together.
Yay!
Yes, yes. They showed a preview of them in bed together. Yeah. Marty and him don't fit.
Yeah, Marty and John was not doing it for me at all.
Oh,
it was almost like...
Marty may be pregnant? Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Gone.
I don't like Marty with John. She's too goody-goody.
Yep.
John likes his a little bit of bad in his girls. And Natalie can be bad.
Natalie, yes.
You know, she's, yeah. They're good for each other. I like
it. You know, when they brought Natalie on, I liked her, and a lot of people didn't like her attitude, whatever. But I just thought, you know.
Well, you'd have an attitude, too, if you didn't know your true mother and your supposedly mother was lying to you. And you know? I mean, she had hard knocks, you know, and she still got that spunk to her. That's what I like about her. They grew her character. She can still be a little evil, but she's grown up, too, which I like. I like both sides of her. I like she can be bad, and I can like it when she defends her family and takes care of her family.
Yeah, well, yeah, so do I. I've always liked that. You know, and, but I don't enjoy what, what life is live is doing because, you know, I don't, you know, I just don't. I don't like the fact that, you know, they put couples together that should be couples and they mess it up. But I'm not really a Vicky and Solly person. I mean, I like them, but I think they have crapped on them.
Well, the best couple she had was with Ben. I loved her with Ben.
Oh, I'm glad you were saying that today.
I love Ben. Her and Ben were perfect for each other. I thought they were the best match she's ever had.
Cyber, do you like Ben? Cyber? Oh my God, Cyber hung up. Okay. Brazil, are you still here?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'll be right back, though. My dog has to go out.
Oh,
that's fine. Yeah. Oh, goodness. Yeah, Ben and Vicky were a very good couple. And I'm not liking Stacy's friend. Did she propose today to Clint? Oh, my gosh. That is the worst couple. Oh, it just makes me sick watching them. She's her daughter's age. I mean, come on.
Yeah. oh, by the way, Cyber left.
Oh, okay.
Really without saying goodbye. And I'm like, okay, I mean, between you and me, what did I do tonight? Was I that bad tonight while I was...
No. Well, when you don't watch the shows, you don't have really... I mean, yeah, you can read the recaps, but you've got to actually watch the dialogue to really get the full effect. Reading recaps isn't a full effect for me. There's no emotion. It's just reading.
Yeah, I know, and I mean, you know what, I mean, you know, it wasn't like I was trying to insult that girl about being, you know, a Jason and Sam fan, but when someone asked me, you know, if I like Jason or Sam, I cannot lie and say, I can't.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I mean, I think you, okay.
Well, the thing with these J-Sam fans, I'd like to know why they like this couple. They don't give you an explanation. All they tell you is, oh, they're hot. You know, he understands her. I'm sorry. Sam can't understand anything. I mean, she's not really a ride-and-die chick to me. When somebody else has to save her, she's not a ride-and-die chick. I mean, my identification of a ride-and-die chick, I mean, is
totally different
from what they think a ride-and-die chick is all about.
You know, I mean, I just, like, tonight I was going to come on here and be honest and true and whatever, and yeah, I thought that might get people mad. But
well,
wait.
You know, that's on them, though, Carly. If they're going to get mad about an opinion, then they need to step back and say, take a deep breath and, you know, agree to disagree. You know, maybe not everything is agreeable.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
I mean, you know, I guess you might have to be my co-host on Monday nights, because Talia is falling and Talia fell asleep.
She must have had a hard day at school.
I don't know. All I know.
This early.
Well, all I know is I'm gonna love when Terry's back and Terry's not in school, and you know, she's my best friend, and you know, she's like my older sister that keeps me from doing something stupid every once in a while, and you know, I mean.
We all have friends like that.
You know what? But it's funny, if it wasn't for Jason and Liz breaking up, we would have never met.
Well, exactly.
So anyway, it's like, okay, you know, because I really like you, I really like Talia, I really like, you know, Terry's wonderful, so it's like, okay, that's the only positive thing. When we go on overtime, I gotta bring her on, but, okay. Hey!
Hello, it's nothing as bad. Did I come at a good time? There's nothing going on, chaos and chewing, or what?
Okay, let's do it this way.
There's somebody giggling in the background.
My dog is going apeshit.
She's going nuts. She's tearing through this house like a hurricane.
So what have we been discussing?
That we really missed you tonight, and we really wish you didn't have class tonight, because someone on this panel lost it tonight.
Oh, was that someone you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, it's sprinkling here. Shoot.
Oh.
This is like, get out of the class, it's sprinkling, man.
Well,
I had a sandwich. I had an egg salad sandwich and chips, and my stomach was like, knot. Like, I think I shouldn't be saying that on the air, but my stomach was going crazy.
At this point, Big Sis, anything can go, say, because after, okay, so on my Twitter message board tonight, I had someone that was, you know, listening to our show and saying, are you a Sam fan? Are you anti-Jason and Sam? Blah, blah, blah. And
uh-huh.
So I went on my Sam road rage, if you want to call it.
Yeah.
And as soon as I did that, Heather left the show.
Oh, because she didn't like you talking about Sam?
Uh-huh.
Okay, whatever, I don't know. I mean,
well,
you either like Sam or you don't, you know?
You know, and...
I guess she must... Is she a Jason and Sam fan then, or does she...
Yeah, well, no. Well, she said, because I read something that she wanted to do. Well, Jason and Liz are not my number one couple. So, it's okay for, you know, you would say whatever. Okay? So...
Oh, my God!
And so I even asked Brother, I lost... Well, Brother, I didn't really lose it. I just...
I just said
we need to start, you know, saying things that are true, and no one defending Rebecca Hurst, blah blah blah, and that's what I said.
Yeah, nobody is defending her. I'm tempted to, like, every time I listen to the, I'm curious, I go into the Desam radio show, and you can contest to that, and I'm curious to what
they
say.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
sometimes I feel like I get tempted to call in and give them crap and ask them, okay, what makes Sam so like an angel or whatever? Okay, what has Sam done? Can you guys tell me what she has done and why she's not the hoe that you're calling Liz?
That's what I told Carly. I said, I
want to
know what these people see.
Okay. Okay, you know the person I was just talking about? Call
yeah.
me down, you guys. Well, I know. What I love about Date Sam, but I especially love, Sam would never lie to Jason and say that she was in love with him.
Oh, my God. Okay, where did Liz? Liz has said I love you to him and meant it. Okay, where are they getting that crap from?
She still loves Jason.
She's
not seeing
it.
Yes. Okay, that breakup scene that they had, I wish people would go back and watch that who are not fans of them and tell me that they don't love each other.
I know.
They didn't break up because they wanted to and because he didn't trust her or whatever. They didn't love each other. They broke up because of Jake. And in my opinion, if they would still be together if they hadn't gone through that. You know, I don't get, people are so one-sided. They can't see the overall picture of Jason and Liz. Or even if you're not a fan of them, I mean, come on. They've been friends forever. You know, even if they weren't in love with each other, they could be in love with us, like the love of a friendship like Carly and Jason are, you know?
Yeah.
Hey. Elizabeth.
What's that?
I said when he was in the elevator with her, he told her he could never hate her. Never.
Yeah, he could never hate her.
Never
hated
her one bit since they've met. So where do they get all this? I mean, Sam and Jason can't even talk about the past. That's not a relationship to me.
Okay, and you guys?
Yes, I know.
Wrong in your relationship, I'm sorry, they are not a couple to me.
Yep.
I know.
And I just want to tell everyone, in the Road to Nowhere message board, Sam is getting a new love interest, and they, Sam, are over.
Oh, yes. I knew this. I knew it was going to happen.
Well,
they aren't bringing in the numbers.
Well, you know what?
How far in the settlement can you go with this couple? Come on, sitting on the couch, you know, whatever, just doing chasing after her, saving her. How much more can we put? How much more can they see of that? How much more do the Desammers want them the way that they are right now? I mean, even they are getting tired of it. They want them as a family, I think. Or
you know
how much can Jason take of not having a family? Come on, he's like 30, what, 37? I don't know how his character
is,
like.
40. He's a couple more months older than I am. I'll be 40 in August, so he'll be 40, I think, a couple months earlier than me. But he can't be a mob enforcer for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pushing 40 now. I mean, are they going to make him walk in a walker as a mob enforcer? Let's grow the character a little bit.
Exactly. I mean, come on. If Sonny can have a family and be married and be happy, why can't Jason?
Exactly.
Why can't Jason? I mean, come on. Jason has been taking care of Sonny's family for, what, 15 years or however many years he's been Jason Morgan. And, you know, he has a right, every right to have Jake in his life. Did you see the scene with Lucky when Lucky was telling him about Jake, how he liked the tracker?
It was killing him.
His facial expressions
said it all.
And I'm like, okay, what is this? Why are we getting a scene like this? We know Jason wants Jake and his wife. Okay, why are you putting us through this? Not only Jason, but why are you putting us through this? You know, I still wanted to go on the screen and shut Lucky up. Like, shut the F up, man.
I know. It's like he's twisting the knife more and more and more.
And then he says,
I got the boys and you don't.
I know. And then he says, if the baby turns out to be Nicholas or Nicholas's baby, I'll still be a father to Jake and Cameron.
I know.
And even look on his face, Jason, like, well, you even saw the look like, okay, why are you telling me this? You know?
Exactly.
You mean you haven't been a father already to them or something?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Why are the writers even doing that? Are they hitting at us? Liaison fans that they're coming or what?
Yeah, well,
you know?
I think
you know,
there's a little bit of, because everybody keeps hinting about Jake's paternity, just sly comments about, you know, like you said, Elizabeth by two different daddies, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's little hints that say something's up. And
wait.
One thing I can say about Guza, he does do a lot of hints. And,
yeah, he
and
does.
Kind of
wait.
Thinking.
Can I ask you, but they are not going to change Jake's paternity.
No. Oh, no.
No, no.
They won't change. No. I'm just saying that Guza writes in a particular way. And
okay.
He likes to slip in little things that people, not everybody.
Okay.
I mean, just like
wording.
The way people say it, it makes you think something's up.
Yes, I know.
So I think in a matter of time, it'll turn around.
I mean, even Lucky came into Elizabeth's room and said, you know what? Because I think Jason told Lucky, just tell her the truth.
Exactly.
You know, of how you feel. And then he told her that he could be there for the boys and her right now, but he can't be with her. He can't forgive her. Basically, he's saying he can't forgive her. And it's, what's done is ruined now. It's all ruined, you know. She totally is what she's done. He can't forgive her. And, you know, and I thought that was a shout-out to us or whatever, you know. I don't know that.
But I like what Robin said to Elizabeth today. You do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Good doing for Lucky and Nicholas and Jason and whoever. You need to take care of you and do for you. And
exactly.
And Lizzie's coming out a little at a time. I think she's going to finally get her life back and say, screw you to everybody.
I want to see that. Yeah, I want to see that Elizabeth that came to town.
Oh.
She didn't let anybody walk all over.
Yeah.
She took charge of, you know,
she
did what
she wanted
had.
Without any reservations, like she told Jason in the coffee house that one day.
Yeah.
I like that part of me. Well, they should emphasize on that part of her.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, yeah, and the Jade family one goes, oh, and then has sex behind his brother back. You know what, you guys? This is the thing about Lucky and this. They were not married, and they were not really together. I mean, what I mean by that, it wasn't like, in my opinion.
They were more friends than anything.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
It wasn't really a relationship. They just
Yeah.
I mean, when Greg Bond pressured her and proposed to her in the hospital, he was pressuring her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The character has pressured Liz since the day they've been together. It's all about what Lucky wants and what Lucky gets and screw anybody else.
And in my opinion, Lucky and Liz's relation is all about his savior, saving her.
Yep.
I mean, he's saving her again. If you think about it, he's saving her. He saved her from the balcony. So basically, it's just about him trying to save her again. And we don't need that. We don't need him to save her. She doesn't need to be saved. You know,
she needs to save herself.
She needs to save herself. Yeah, and if anything, the person that should really be saving her is Jason. You know,
exactly.
See that a lot. You know, you maybe seen that a couple times. Well, even a lot in the early 90s, you saved her a couple times. And you know, I just, that's what, he does. Lucky just does not need to be there anymore in her life.
That's what I think, too.
They need to get out of this danger crap. Danger's going to be there. We don't need
danger
to.
Danger is everywhere.
Okay,
you know.
And what is all of this Lucky and Jason thing? You know, I mean, that's just bringing Jason kind of in Elizabeth's life, if you think about it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Telling her what's going on.
Yeah.
So
we are off streaming in about 1 second.
Oh, we are? What time is it? Oh, my clock is up in my car.
That's funny.
Well, as soon as I get home, I have to go to bed early tonight. I have the interview in the morning, so...
I know, but you're calling
morning.
Me for. I know, but you're calling your little sister for at least 5 minutes.
I gotta go have a shower when I get home. Well, I'm
I
still
know.
In the car, so.
So yeah, but yeah, take the shower and then wash like a soap, then call me. But don't get started washing. Don't start watching
Jonathan and Tammy.
Yeah, and then you will forget to call me, and then, yeah, that would not be good.
You know, I miss that couple so much.
Yeah, me too.
That was a really good couple on Guiding Light, even though they were half-cousins. I mean, I forgot about that they were cousins. That's how good they were. You watch them, you forget that they were even related, you know, and everything. And it was they had a really good couple, and they had to kill her off. That was really pissy. I stopped watching Guiding Light after that when they killed her off. I hope that Jason and Sam are cousins. If that rumor is true.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
That would be really good if it was true. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, that would be, they could never be together again.
Yay.
That would be too gross.
That would be too gross.
That make him like, who was Jimmy Lee, who was he? Was he like Jason's like. Uncle or what? Or how would that make them cousins?
I think so.
Okay.
I think
Jimmy Lee Hall.
Side, yeah.
Okay. that's happening some. I think I'm Young and the Restless a long time ago. Cricket was in love with like her half brother and she didn't know that it was her half brother.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she didn't. I kind of remember watching it back then.
What was I going to say really quick? It's just, you know, What happened with Talia?
Talia? What happened to your stalker guy? He never called in tonight?
No, he never called in tonight.
Okay. I was half expecting to call when I did, and all of a sudden I hear you talking to Jay or whatever.
Well, I thought he would call in tonight. Tonight would have been a great night for him to call up and when he heard me go crazy.
We should have him call the Jasam radio show.
Yes,
we should have him do that,
Yes, we should.
And then he could talk to them like he talks to us. Like, why?
Yeah.
Oh, there was an accident on the freeway. Oh, the news is, Channel 2 News is there on the freeway. Oh, my gosh. Somebody got in an accident. Oh, man.
An accident. Coming in, like, there was a big pile up here, too.
Really?
Yeah.
And there was a news station there. I mean, that was a surprise.
Oh, my God.
I'll never see that.
Must have had some fatalities then if they have a news station coming up.
Yeah, maybe somebody died. Maybe look, because the car looked really bad.
Yeah.
No.
See, people, when you turn on to Daytime After Dark, this one gets up, you will get commentary.
You'll get commentary. Oh, man.
You know what? No, after that, you know what? And then Heather just left just because I said what I said about the... And Billy was here. It wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't. It was, you got to say what you feel,
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't censor yourself just because somebody else doesn't like what you say. I know. Granted, the fan likes Maxie and Spinelli. That's irrelevant. We were talking about Sam and Jason. Maxie and Spinelli. We were talking about them. And
She goes, you know what, she said that to me, and she goes, you just threw away a Maxie and Spinelli fan because of what you said. And I'm like, and I almost feel like saying, okay, if they are a Maxie and Spinelli fan and a Zazam, okay, how could, I'm sorry, I'm like, in the mood that I can't see how you can be both Maxie and Spinelli fan, but then you're Jason and Sam fan. Both. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. You know, it's just like me on Days of Our Lives. I always was a fan of Carly and Bo, but that was when Hope was presumed dead. And I was a big fan of Carly and Bo, but then Bo and Hope got together and, you know, were together through the years, and now that Carly's back, you know, I'm a big Hope, Bo and Hope fan. I have always have been. But if something were to happen to Hope, God forbid, or Krishna Bosa's dad to leave, then I would go back to Bo and Carly or something. But
what about you, Belinda? Have you been a
Bo and Hope fan? Yeah. I've loved their story. Their story
Bo and Hope all the way.
But Stephen Rickel had to take some time off because he overdid his episode count.
Yeah, that's what
I
read.
Been on
and Wiley told me.
Yep.
Yeah. He is off for an entire month. And you know what I was thinking? If he was so up on his episode count, why can't I just say that for Kelly Monaco? I would be happy with that.
Because I think they love Kelly Monaco so much that they don't want to get rid of her. But they are phasing. Well, I shouldn't say that because she's not having a lot of scenes lately.
No, and, you know, I'm sort of enjoying her not having scenes.
I know. It's nice not having scenes.
Isn't it nice? Yeah. The ratings are probably go up a little bit more.
You know, Bo and Hope fan all the way because of this. They've been here on the air for 25 years almost, I think.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. I burped too on the air, like you did, Carly.
We're
not really live, so, you know.
Crap. Can you do that live next time, please?
Okay, well, I'm gonna get off the phone and I'm gonna go get ready for bed and I will call you later. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Bridget.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So you are coming back on Monday, right?
Yes.
What happened to you Monday night? You were.
Oh, it was the strangest thing. I got disconnected from Skype twice, and then it wouldn't let me come back on. I couldn't even find the page. It was doing some crazy crap.
Oh, and like, you know, because Terry and I really, you know, we really like you. I mean, there's a couple of people that come on that are okay, but like if you don't come on, we are like, where's Bridget? And, you know, we'll tell you in the sleep. So I'm like, You know, is this funny that, you know, everyone wants to blame Zenner Hospital on the rating? Well, One Life to Live and AMC are not doing as good as them either. So, is this not Zenner Hospital at the end of the day? It's all the three soaps. And, you know, but I'm kind of sad about Adam leaving. I mean, AMC, it's like he's been such a fixture. And
April. His last air date, I can't remember what the date was, but it's sometime in April is his last.
But I wonder, he says he's retiring.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that means if he won't ever come back for, like, special things, like, I don't know.
I think they said something about if, you know, he would come back to visit every once in a while.
Oh,
but,
well,
yeah.
That's good. You know, but, you know, I think for him, he was too close up. They missed it because when they asked him to do a little piece in a magazine, he was not ready to talk about it.
Yeah, well, kind of. So, they've been acting together for years. I mean,
mortal
frenemies for years. I mean, when you get so close to an actor like that, I'm sure it was devastating when he died for everybody because
he's been
about as long as David Canary has been. So.
Yeah, I guess they are bringing a lot of people back for Palma Spuno.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guy who played Jack on Young and the Restless, he mentioned that he would like to come back, too.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
you know, and I hope CBS lets them out, you know, for this. I mean, if CBS is letting, you know, what's her face from Bold and the Beautiful out to be on as the Virginia, I know it's another network, but it's yep. not like he won't be on it forever. He will just be on this for the funeral, and I think they should let him.
I think they would. I think the Bells are pretty good to their employees.
Yeah, and what I'm reading about Francis Reeve, they are trying to get, like, Melissa Reeves back,
oh.
Matthew Asper back, you know, like, every Houghton and, like,
yeah.
a lot of the Bradys and, you know, and, but no, I guess with me right now, when they gave Victor and Stefano, I mean, not that this surprised me. I'm
yeah,
because
he's not on that much.
No.
He hasn't
well,
been on in a while, except for just maybe some 2 second scenes, but I haven't
well, and, you know, and I'm only kidding when I say this, but it's not like, you know, I'm not saying he takes money from his kids and for Aniston, but like, well, if you want Billy up, I'm sure she will help him, but.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
you know.
Sure he's well set in his life, too, heck.
Yeah, I mean, oh, and do you know that I was doing some research the other day that Elena did an old movie with Lila Cormain back in, like, the 50s?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm, I don't know what it's called, but, yeah, I read that, and I thought that was kind of neat, I mean, so, yeah, oh, and the rumor had it that they, Edward Cormain might only be with us until June.
Oh, really? I'm sure he's ready to retire, too. Heck, he's
well,
in his 80s.
Well, yeah, he wants to retire.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like can they do what they are doing with Dr. Joe with, just retiring him instead of killing him off until the actor fully goes, like Lila and
yeah.
Alice, but yeah, so, do you want me to send you a reminder Sunday for you won't miss the Amazing Race?
Oh, I'll remember. Unless I have to go out of town, but I think I'll probably remember it.
Well,
I'm hoping.
Well, because, you know, Sunday is also the Oscars, too.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay, but, you know, I might watch a little bit, but whenever the Oscars comes on, it could go for 5 hours.
Oh, yeah. And they talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're supposed to only have, like, a certain amount of time to thank everybody.
Yeah, so.
It gets a little boring.
Oh, my, well, yeah, I will see you. Well, not see you on Monday, but, yeah, so hopefully by Monday, maybe Patty will be known. I mean,
yeah.
That's another soap I don't get. Jack doesn't realize he's not kissing Emily. I mean, that's
I know. And she's changed. I mean, you can tell she's changed already just by how she told him to go after Victor and but I think it'll come out here soon too that she's not Emily.
Yes. Oh my well, have a good night.
You too.
Okay. Bye you guys.
Bye.
Bye, Talia.